Let's go now to the guest I was about to introduce. Amid the upcoming shift to level 2, there is a renewed call for a review of the country's tourism industry, including looking at capping visitor numbers. Dr. Robert Wynne-Williams is a member of Canterbury Aoraki Conservation Board, and he says now's the time for all New Zealanders to think about what they want the sector to look like in the future. He joins us now on the line from Christchurch. Hello, Robert.
Kia ora, Jesse.
What sorts of issues would you like us to be thinking about?
Well, I mean, it's catastrophic for the industry at the moment, but I think we need to think long term how we want it to look in the future, rather than kind of what it was building up for the last year and few years before that.
Are you suggesting a bit of a change to our approach?
Well, yes, I think. We need, it's about numbers, it's the effect. We've got to look after our environment, our way of life, and really the quality of the experience of tourists. And I think all of those need to be taken into account.
You'd like to see a cap in tourist numbers. What might that look like?
Well, I don't know whether the cap is the answer, but it could be the answer. I mean, that's happened in Bhutan quite successfully. They've done it for years. They've had a cap on it, and if you want to go there, you have to queue up and get your visa and do it that way. I'm not sure whether that's the mechanism, but we need to think about, we've got to, I think, 3.8 million people. How far do we want to go? The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment said that his projections were that it would be 10 million people by 2050. And I think that would be ghastly.
10 million tourists or 10 million population?
Yeah, 10 million tourists.
Yikes.
Yes, yikes. Exactly.
What is the magic number?
Well, I think kind of one way of looking at it is a multiple of the population. And the biggest... The country with the most tourism is France, and it has 1.5 times its population come in as tourists every year. And we had 3.8 when our population was 4.8, so we were approaching one, and in many cases it was an unpleasant environment experience for tourists and for locals.
There has been a bit of a push, I know, for the tourism industry to attract a higher yield customer in the last few years to get, I don't know if they wanted fewer, but they definitely wanted the sorts of visitor who spent more money. Is that the sort of thing that you're talking about?
Well, perhaps slower and longer term. I think the perfect target is Australia, and they are most years our biggest numbers of tourists come from Australia. But because they come multiple times, they've done the iconic sites, and so they tend to spread themselves out, and take longer. They go biking, go walking, and so in some respects they are the perfect tourists for our local tourist industry, and the Australian industry are the perfect ones, I think.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, if we get this so-called Anzac bubble going, you might get that earlier than you expect. It would be interesting, wouldn't it, to see how that affected things if the bulk of our tourists were coming from locally and from Australia?
It'd be great. I think that's certainly what we need to target in the short term. If we're going to get an expanded bubble, we could get our industry up and running quite quickly. But they've got more than 20 million people, so that's a big target market, and they love coming here. They come here repeatedly.
You also talk about encouraging lower environmental impact tourism. Can you tell me a bit about that? What does that look like?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, our environment is suffering. There's no question about that. We don't have the answers, but we just want the discussion to take place, and then in the end, the government or and local bodies to put in place mechanisms to make the tourist future look more sustainable and for everyone, for the environment.
Very good. I'm very happy to start the conversation here. Dr. Robert Wynne-Williams, member of the Canterbury Aorake Conservation Board, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome.